This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rod Daly, and with me to look ahead to match day two of the new top flight season in Germany is former Premier League defender and Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry and betting expert George Gamble. Gents, we had our first week last week. George, how did you get on?
Yeah, it was a tough one to take for me, to be honest. You know, it's very difficult, obviously, opening day. There's no sort of necessary trends to kind of look at. Like I said, it was slightly unfortunate. Started off with an absolute bang. Had Sadio Mane to score, and you know, he got off the mark in that absolute rout from Bayern against Eintracht Frankfurt on the opening day, 6-1. Got on the score sheet, couldn't have asked for a better start. And then I really fancied Wolfsburg to get the win over Werder, but you know, obviously I'll be discussing Wolfsburg a little more later on, but just defensively, there are a few question marks there, and they allowed Werder back into the game. And then Werder kind of dominated it, really. So that ended in a 2-2 draw. So had a loss there. And then finally, Stuttgart against Leipzig. I went for Leipzig in under 3.5 goals. I rightly predicted it was going to be quite a tight game, but how Leipzig did not score a second just defied logic. You know, so many shots, so many opportunities, but wasn't to be. So the important thing is, would, you know, looking back in hindsight, would I pick those same picks again? Absolutely, I would. And that's all you can ask. So just unfortunate, but we move.
Yeah, I mean, I think similar kind of week for me. We got off to a great start with Bayern win and both teams to score. Obviously, you knew Bayern were going to win the game and Frankfurt are good for a goal. Didn't quite expect Bayern to go and score six away, but there you go. They're very much capable of that. Then we went on to the Dortmund-Leverkusen game and both myself and George both felt there were going to be goals in this game. And the fact that it was only 1-0, I think, was a shock to everyone. But really good result for Dortmund and just a sign that the new signings at the back might make them a little bit more solid. And then my other two picks, Leipzig and Cologne, both to win 2-0. Cologne won 3-1, probably should have won 2-0. And, you know, letting a really sloppy goal from Marius Bulto, which sort of just killed that one off a little bit. And then obviously Leipzig, a goal from Ahamada for Stuttgart, put pay to that one. But again, Christopher Nkunku starting off the season where he left off, scoring goals.
Yeah, really surprised by Dortmund Leverkusen. I think we were all on the train of thinking there was going to be loads of goals in that game. So the gents after the first week are at minus 3.18 units. We've got loads of picks for you today as well. 9 matches coming this weekend in the Bundesliga, but we're going to pick out George and Chris's best picks. By the way, quick one. There's new strikers at the top clubs. Timo Werner, he's not in the top scorer mark yet from what I just checked on the BetRivers website. Might be one to look at after his move from Chelsea. And Anthony Modeste has moved to Dortmund this week. He's at plus 2,000. Plus 2,000 to finish top scorer in the league. Got loads at Cologne. And Adeyemi's injured. Allaire's out. Might be worth a little look there if you fancy a bit of fun for the season. Okay, so we've got Freiburg-Dortmund in the Friday night game. We might well see Modeste, but neither of you fancy anything from that. How about we go to one of Chris's first picks, Leipzig versus Köln. This one might well be Timo Werner's debut, I guess. Chris, so what are you thinking here?
Yeah, I mean, Leipzig obviously draw last week at Stuttgart, which was a little bit disappointing. I think they'd have gone there expecting to win that. But when you look at their form in the Bundesliga, they've only lost 2 of the last 14 games overall. Both teams to score in 4 of their last 5 games. Domenico Tedesco, the manager, is unbeaten in 5 games against Cologne. He seems to know how to beat Cologne. Both teams to score, yes, in 9 of the last 10 meetings between these two. And they're in good form at home, Leipzig. They only lost one of the last 5 at home. Both teams to score, yes, in 4 of the last 5. So And with Timo Werner coming back, you know, it looks like they've got a centre-forward who can score goals. I mean, he's got 3 goals in his last 4 against Cologne and has scored in the last 2 games against them. I know we haven't got a price on him at the moment, but he might be one to look at in terms of scoring goals in the game when we can get a price up for him. But for me as well, Cologne in pretty decent form. Both teams to score, yes, in the last three away. But they've only won 1 of the last 5 away. So for me, the bet here has to be a Leipzig win and both teams to score at +190, which I think is decent value.
I wouldn't be put off by that whatsoever. I've got a lean on this one, and it was a similar sort of angle. But I went with, I was leaning more towards Leipzig and over 2.5 goals. I do think the game is set up for goals. I know Köln obviously dispatched Schalke 3-1, but I think a lot of teams will do that this season. I don't really read too much into that game. And obviously, Anthony Modeste, he's a huge loss to the club. He really is. But for me, just looking at Leipzig, it was just, as I said before, it was a huge surprise. They drew away to Stuttgart. It was 28 shots, 9 on target, just dominated throughout. Nkunku alone had 6 shots. And I think the addition of Werner is just going to be a huge boost. And he was excellent at Leipzig, averaged a goal or assist every 154 minutes and 28 goal involvements in 28 Bundesliga games in his final season. So he's comfortable. He's familiar there. And as you know, as Chris said, both teams have scored in 9 of the last 10 meetings, and those games saw an average of 3.2 goals per match. For me, I just think both teams maybe have question marks over their defences, but I just think it's set up for goals. So I wouldn't be put off by Chris's pick whatsoever. But I think it's a little safer going Leipzig to win and over 2.5 goals, +100. For me, it's the question marks over Köln, the amount of times they create opportunities that don't often finish him, and the fact they haven't got Modeste, they can't rely on him anymore. I just wonder, will there be a bit of score away at Leipzig? They probably will. I'm not saying that Leipzig are absolutely formidable in defence, but I just think it's set up for goals. So Leipzig and over 2.5 goals was a lean at +100.
+100, yeah. So that gives you that little buffer if Leipzig just pummel Köln, I suppose. Chris, yours comes in at +190. That is a real strike force, isn't it, Chris? By the way, quick one on Leipzig. Nkunku, André Silva, Timo Werner. I think they're going to... And David Raum added to cross the ball into the box. I think you're going to get loads of goals this season.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think Timo Werner's a great signing. He knows the club, obviously. He knows the style of play. I think he's going to fit in really well with Nkunku in terms of linking up and making those runs in behind for Nkunku to play balls through, as well as Nkunku to go and score goals. It's all set up for Leipzig to have a really good season.
Okay, let's go to the Topspiel, which is the late kickoff on Saturday night, the main game on Saturday. You've both, I think, got a bit of an interest in this one. It is Schalke versus Gladbach. And George, you can get us going on this one because I know Chris likes your pick here.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great price. I mean, obviously, in the season preview, I hammered Daniel Fark, but
quite brutally, Chris. Actually, yeah. Unnecessarily, and he won on opening weekend, 3-1 victory against Hoffenheim.
Yeah, you know what? I'm happy for him to prove me wrong, though. I really am. It's just right now, I just don't. As a manager, I'm sure he's a lovely human being, but as a manager, I can't be getting behind him. But nevertheless, Schalke, they failed to win 32 of their last 35 matches in the Bundesliga. And like I said, with Daniel Farke, but nevertheless, they got off to a great start. They beat a poor Hoffenheim side 3-1, but Hoffenheim did go down to 10 men after Posch was sent off in the 19th minute. But, you know, Gladbach, they capitalised on that. They did what they needed to do. They were efficient, whereas Schalke were just utterly dominated by Köln after the sending off. And quite frankly, I don't see much improvement to them to the season when they were, again, just really poor, where they went down eventually. And this is going to be their first home game since returning to the top flight. But I think Gladbach's pace and power and the way they move up top, they'll just find it too much to handle. Schalke defensively against Köln were just at 6s and 7s all too often. It was quite poor to see at times. They like to rush out, but trouble is, as soon as they face a technical side that can play those little 1-2s, they'll get torn apart time and time again. They can't play that way against Gladbach. They just can't. Otherwise, it'll be curtains quite early for me. But the visitors, Gladbach, have opened the scoring in 8 of the last 9 meetings against Schalke, so they do tend to take the lead quite early. And yeah, when Schalke were last in the top flight that season where they were just dreadful, they conceded an average of 2.5 goals per game. Yes, they were down to 10 men, but they looked awful to me in their last match. So I'll be opposing Schalke whenever I deem it appropriate, and here I definitely do. So Gladbach at +120 was where the value was in this one for me.
yeah, I can't disagree with anything George has said there. If I was going to have a lean on this one, it would be Gladbach to win. I think you can't guarantee anything else. You certainly can't guarantee both teams to score. You can't guarantee that Gladbach are going to keep a clean sheet. So, and how many goals they're going to score. So I think this is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, Dominik Drexler suspended after his first half red card for Schalke. That was a major blow in the defeat to Köln last weekend. And Marcus Thuram, 4 goals in his opening 2 games of the season, 3 in the cup, 1 in the league, looking bang at it. I just wonder what that atmosphere will be like. 5:30 kickoff, 6:30 kickoff local time in Gelsenkirchen, whether Schalke's fans can rally their team to a result. Okay, Chris Perry, where would you like to go? Where would you like to go next? Should we do Bayer Leverkusen? What was you thinking on their game against Augsburg?
We can do Leverkusen, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My thinking on the game was, if I can find my bits of paper somewhere, Leverkusen in good form. I don't know where that one's gone. Seems to have disappeared suddenly.
Well, I'll just quickly highlight how they got on last weekend. Of course, Leverkusen lost to Borussia Dortmund 1-0 in the top spiel last weekend. But notably, they will be without goalkeeper Lukas Radetzky after his handball outside the box, which got him a red card in the 90th minute. So they're going to be without their first choice goalkeeper. But Chris, I think you still fancy Leverkusen to win to nil.
Without
here.
A doubt. Yeah, yeah. I fancy the bet for me is Leverkusen to win to nil. I think they've only lost 2 of the last 12 at home. Both teams to score no in 4 of the last 6. There's been under 2.5 goals in 3 of the last 5 games. And they're unbeaten versus Augsburg, and that's 22 games. They really do have a good record against Augsburg. They've won 8 of the last 11 meetings at home. And I just don't see Augsburg scoring goals. I mean, Augsburg last week lost 4-0 to Freiburg.
Yeah.
At home. And really, they haven't got a lot of goals in the team. They've lost their best goal scorer from last season. And you just feel that where are the goals are going to come from? They both seem to score no in 4 of their last 6 games at Leverkusen. Both teams to score no in 4 of their last 5 away. I just feel that Leverkusen will have far too much for them, will win the game, but I can't see Augsburg getting on the score sheet. So Leverkusen win to nil at +143.
Yeah, I really like that. And I'm siding with Leverkusen. This is, in fact, one of my main picks. Leverkusen, they've scored 2 goals in 9 of their last 11 home Bundesliga games. And, you know, I mentioned in the season preview that I think Augsburg are fine. I think this could be the season that they finally go down. I think they're in trouble. And Leverkusen, they're going to be very, very annoyed after that game against Dortmund. I mean, you look at the chances that both teams had and the quality of chances, there should have been more goals there. You know, Leverkusen, I'd say they more than held their own. So, you know, they're going to want to kick off their season. They want to get those first 3 points on the board. And just looking at Augsburg, they've won just 3 of their 17 away matches last campaign and failed to win any of their 6 matches away to the sides that eventually finished in the top 6, losing 5 of those, drawing once. Leverkusen, they've covered a -1.5 Asian handicap in 6 of the last 7 meetings. And for me, I think they should do so again on home soil against a very, very poor team. You know, Leverkusen, they've got exceptional quality out wide with, you know, Diaby, Bellarabi, and they can exploit any lack of defensive concentration, which Augsburg do tend to have quite often. And if Augsburg decides to play a back 3, like they did last time out, I think it could be a heavy afternoon. I just think those two will exploit that back line, get in behind and create plenty of chances. So for me, yeah, Leverkusen -1.5 on the Asian handicap at -104 was a play for me. I wouldn't want to go any lower, but I liked that price and that's where I'd probably have it.
Yeah, Augsburg head coach Enrico Maaßen says it's going to take time for his methods to work at Augsburg, but there was a major problem for me watching the highlights back the other day. Crosses into the area, just did not deal with crosses into the penalty area. And I think of Bayer Leverkusen, I think of Patrick Schick, and I think of his ability to get on the end of a cross. And I think I like Chris's, given the price, I think I like Chris's +143, like Leverkusen to win to nil. I can't see, although maybe the fact that they'll have their backup goalkeeper, Andrei Lunov, between the posts, maybe he'll be a bit rusty. You never know. Okay, that's a good one, gents. Let's go to George's next one. Where do you want to go, George?
Oh, I'm going to go to Hertha versus Eintracht Frankfurt.
Yep, let's have it.
Let's do it. So, yeah, Hertha Berlin, they're horrendous in that game, the derby against Union, weren't they? They were utterly awful. And I think despite being in UEFA Super Cup action tonight, Eintracht are rightly favourites here, and they should find some joy against Hertha's back line for sure. You know, the bet I'm going for has landed in all of the last seven meetings between these two. It's also landed in all of Hertha Berlin's, both of Hertha Berlin's two competitive games so far this term. I think Hertha might be able to exploit any fatigue. They can at least get on the score sheet. You know, you saw against Union, they still managed to find a way of, even though they were dominated throughout, they still managed to find a way of breaking through. I think being at home here, I think they maybe can find a few opportunities, a few gaps against a possibly tired Eintracht back line. But I'm still expecting Eintracht to create chance after chance after chance. Just Hertha just look, they just look woeful with the back. There's no they're not a cohesive unit whatsoever. You know, the fact that they're without a clean sheet in their last eight games as well. The boss Schwartz said, he said it's extremely important not to slide into doomsday thinking already. You know, he's already kind of saying that, which kind of tells you what you need to know for me. And he also said the losses are just annoying. It wasn't good enough, acknowledging the team's poor collective defending. And is that going to change in a week? I think it's unlikely. And I think the quality and the disparity between these two in that quality is big. So for me, I do think both teams will score. I just think Eintracht can still be caught out defensively, but they're just far superior going forward. So both teams to score another 2.5 goals at plus 100 for me at evens. Like I said, it's landed in all of the last seven meetings between these two. And given the nature and given the build-up to it, Eintracht's playing during the week, I think this one's got some legs. So I really like that at plus 100.
Yeah, I think it's a really good shout from George there. You know, I do think there will be goals. I certainly think both teams will score in this game. Both teams have scored in the last six meetings between the two. Hertha have lost four of the last five at home against Frankfurt. And both teams have scored, yes, in the last three for Frankfurt in Berlin. So for me, Eintracht will win the game. I think both teams will score. So you can get Eintracht to win and both teams to score at plus 320, which I think is a cracking price.
Frankfurt, Chris, what do you think the effect will be of Frankfurt's? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. We record this before they face Real Madrid in the UEFA Super Cup on Wednesday night. But that 6-1 hammering to Bayern, Oliver Glasner said he gave his team gave Bayern too much space on the day. Five first half goals, they just blew them away. Will there not be some kind of damage from that they feel they're not in the right place at the moment?
I think the thing with Eintracht is that Bayern can do that to any team. They can literally do that to the best team. We've seen that they've been able to do that in Europe to some of the best teams. They've been able to absolutely blow teams away. And they could go to the Super Cup game on Wednesday night and they could lose to Real Madrid by four or five goals. But I just think that the gulf in class between a Real Madrid and a Bayern to Hertha at the moment is so huge that Frankfurt have made some decent signings, you know, and that will be the game to put them back in the right direction, put them back online into what they want to do in the Bundesliga this season.
Okay, Chris, I think that was a lean for you.
That was a lean, yeah. That was a lean for me, yeah.
George,
a lot of George's I agreed with.
Okay, and George, that's one of your main picks. Absolutely. I think that means we've got one last main pick, and that's to come from Chris. And it takes us to what is, for me, the standout game of the weekend, the final game of match day two in the Bundesliga, which is Bayern versus Wolfsburg in Munich. Niko Kovac, the former Bayern head coach, going back to his former club as Wolfsburg manager. Now, he's had great joy against Bayern before his Frankfurt boss, as Chris George mentioned earlier in the show, drew 2-2 with Werder Bremen, and Bayern coming to this after that 6-1 hammering of Eintracht Frankfurt. So, Chris, you get us kicked off here. What do you like?
I certainly like Bayern. I mean, that's a fantastic result last week, 6-1. I think just the manner and the style of the way that they played, the amount of chances they created, Thomas Müller just assisting so many goals. They got Mané now, they got Gnabry. They've got so many targets and so many players who are capable of scoring. Got Musiala with two goals.
Yeah.
You just feel that they've started the season on the front foot and they're going to continue it. You're looking... Only lost one of the last 13 Bundesliga games at home, won 10 of those. Both teams to score, yes, in four of the last six at home. So they may give teams a chance. The game at the end of last season was a couple of weeks before the end of last season. It was a 2-2 draw. And I feel that Wolfsburg have actually strengthened their team since then a little bit. In the actual matchup between the two, both teams to score, yes, in three of the last four meetings. over 3.5 goals in 4 of the last 5 meetings. But Bayern are unbeaten at home against Wolfsburg. And I can't see any way that Wolfsburg can win the game. I think I've got Bayern down to win and both teams to score at plus 120.
Yeah, I wouldn't be put off by that. So, I mean, I'm going for a different approach. I'm going for a bit of a player prop, plus 460. And I actually had success on this market with Haaland over the weekend, former Dortmund player. It's to score 2 or more goals. But I'm going with Sadio Mane. I'm getting right behind him. He obviously banked for us last week by notching his first Bundesliga goal. I was originally kind of looking at Serge Gnabry. You know, he's had 8 goal involvements in 10 Bundesliga appearances against Wolfsburg, 5 goals. But I'm just looking at this Wolfsburg defence. And as I mentioned, against Werder Bremen, they just backed off and backed off and backed off. And that's what allowed Werder Bremen into the game, allowed them to get those shots off and allowed them to score. There wasn't a lot of kind of a cohesive movement, you know, at similar times. They weren't blocking off space. They were just kind of letting them come at them. And I think if they do that against Bayern here, we could see another absolute rout. And for me, you know, you look at the players likely to play up front, and Sadio Mane is clearly the man they've chosen to play where Lewandowski originally played. And obviously, I'm not saying you can draw comparisons with Mane and Lewandowski, but, you know, just the chances that he had when he was playing in that position. And he scored 25 Bundesliga goals in 22 appearances against Wolfsburg. Bayern create chances against Wolfsburg. It's a team they enjoy playing. And I think, in fact, with Mane, I just think he's got that bit between his teeth. And in a similar vein to what I said before, I think Mane, the type of player he is, he's tenacious, he's annoying, he pops up in those random pockets where you don't expect him to be, just causes defences absolute havoc. Yeah, Mane to score 2 or more at plus 460, obviously it wouldn't be a main pick. I think it would be a small lean. But I just think the possibility is there, particularly watching Wolfsburg last weekend. I think they need to change something defensively, otherwise Bayern will run riot. And if they do, I'd want to be on Mane, the holder of the fastest ever Premier League hat trick, to score 2 or more here at plus 460 is a very small lean.
Yeah, well, I was actually at the game, George, when Lewandowski scored 5 times in 9 minutes from Tor in 9 Minuten, as they famously said at the time. And with Sadio Mane as the main man up front, as the striker now, maybe he can do some similar damage to the Wolves. Okay, gents, get your main pick, your favourite of your 3 main picks ready to go. And I'll just do a bit of admin here. If you want to get more thoughts from Chris, George and all the experts on the Bet Rivers shows across all the different leagues, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. And of course, all prices are available at the Bet Rivers website. Okay, so you've each got your 3 main picks. Let's have your favourite one. Chris, you go first.
My favourite will be Leverkusen to win 2-0 against Augsburg.
Okay, George, well, go.
That was also going to be my favourite, so I'm going to go different. I'll go Gladbach win at plus 120. Let's make it interesting.
Yeah, Chris's bet plus 143 as well. Yeah. Okay, gents, thank you very much. Great to get through all the games. That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Bundesliga show, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Goodbye from Chris, George, and myself, and we'll see you all next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.